Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from StJeromesChapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is April 25th, 2006, the feast of St. Mark the Evangelist. The actual human authors of the Gospels are unknown to us. Whoever Mark may have actually been, we don't know anything about him for sure. Of course, there are several places in the Bible where someone named Mark is mentioned, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he is the Mark who wrote the Gospel, or even that all these Marks are the same man. After all, look what a mess came from trying to insist that those many women were actually all Mary Magdalene. But historical literalism really isn't the point here. Whoever Mark was, he excelled at something that many thousands have tried over the years. He made Jesus the Christ come alive through words. By his writing and his careful telling of the story, untold people have come to understand what the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus meant. And I love Mark's Jesus. Rushing from place to place, Mark uses the word immediately to show how quickly everything happens in God's kingdom. And yet, not wanting his ministry to get away from him, even going so far as to try to hush those whom he healed. Jesus is very human. Isn't that what we're like sometimes? I know that I often hurry to do all I can, only to fear that the world, or sometimes just me, or that no one is ready yet. When that happens, I take wonderful comfort in the Gospel of Mark. It begins with a quote from Isaiah, and with the image of John the Baptizer, reminding us that no one's ministry, not even Jesus, begins with ourselves. We all grow out of the past that God built for us, through the present and into the future that we are called to make manifest. And it ends, too, with an important lesson, that though we may be afraid to speak, nevertheless people will hear and believe the truth of God's surprising and overwhelming love. On this feast of St. Mark, I pray that your ministry, like Mark's gospel, will be infused with the connection to God in history, the powerful immediacy of God's work in the world today, and the confidence of God's inevitable redeeming victory. Let us pray. Almighty God, by the hand of Mark the Evangelist, you have given to your church the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We thank you for this witness and pray that we may be firmly grounded in its truth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at StJeromesChapel.org for the Feast of Blessed George Augustus Selwyn. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.